My name is Jamie Atkinson, founder of podcastclosing.com, and this show is built for 6 and 7 figure entrepreneurs with podcasts who are looking to grow and scale their customer acquisition using that show. If you're a 6 or 7 figure entrepreneur with a podcast and you want to get featured on this show to talk about your own podcast journey, go to top100interview.com. Now over to your glamorous host, Brittany Chaterbuck, and don't forget to subscribe for daily interview content.
Jennifer, let's talk about attachment wounds that cause us to feel insecure. How do these attachment wounds affect us? Like, they hold us back in not only our personal lives, maybe our relationships, but also our careers and professional life. They can affect how we show up. Can we dive in deep and elaborate on this topic? It is something we don't talk about far enough, and I think that it's important that we do.
Absolutely. You know, we all suffer from some form of emotional trauma. We experience something when we're young. It may be little t trauma, just maybe feeling like you're on the playground and you didn't feel worthy or you didn't feel like you belonged, versus maybe experiencing something really big like abuse or neglect. But regardless, everyone has some sort of experience that affects them in childhood, and then it shows up as an adult. And when we don't resolve those and we don't have an awareness of them, we might feel like we're stuck. We might be stuck in a relationship. We might be stuck in a job. We might feel like we can't get that promotion. We might feel like we can't get to the point of actually, you know, getting to marriage with somebody or having a really serious committed relationship. We might see that we repeat the same patterns over and over again without recognizing that we're actually the common denominator.
Wow, this is huge. You know, and how hard is it for your clients to see that we are the common denominator, like that maybe they are the common denominator? Can we talk about that?
For sure. I think most people show up to seek some coaching or some therapy because they just feel stuck, or they just feel like they're not winning at life. They're not getting to the place they want to be, and they don't really know why. So I don't feel like there is a recognition of that. But when we start to talk and we start to recognize and unpack things and really try to look at what have you experienced so far in your life? Where are you in life? How did things shape you? Did you feel seen and heard? Who do you go to for comfort? What do you do when you feel a big defeat? When you're at work and you miss that promotion, how do you process that? When your relationship fails, what do you do about it? And we start looking at trauma responses. These are the ways that when our body feels as though we're in danger, we're in that fight or flight or fawn moment where we have to act in some way, how do we act? What is our go-to? Are we extremely highly reactive? Are we emotionally dysregulated? These are things that if we don't get a handle on it, they're 100% going to affect how people see us. They're going to cause that partner to recognize, this doesn't feel emotionally safe to me. Or they're going to cause professionally that person to say, this is not somebody that I need to promote up because they're not able to handle the type of things that we're dealing with. And so, no, most people don't recognize that, but I feel like once we're able to connect the dots in coaching sessions, then it's kind of like an aha moment, like an epiphany that happens.
Wow. And what do you have a certain process or steps that you take them through to really give them that aha moment to come to realization of what's going on? Would you be able to teach us a little bit of that today?
Well, some of it comes with this uncovering. It basically says, we're going to go back in time a little bit. Let's look at our family of origin. Let's go back to the primary love lessons that we were given from our caregivers or our parents, you know, recognizing that most parents did the very best they could with what they had to offer. But what if we didn't experience some of the emotional attunement we needed? What if we recognize, you know what? I only felt really loved and adored when I was performing, when I got an A on the test, when I scored the winning touchdown. You know, maybe I got these mixed messages that was where my value lies. And so for me, performance becomes my identity. And if I'm in a place where I'm not performing, then I'm going to question whether or not I'm worthy. And then that lack of worthiness shows up in so many ways at work. Or maybe we're unpacking and recognizing, you know, I just didn't feel it was safe to be vulnerable. So I shut down and I shut off and I miss the ability to connect with someone, because the building blocks of intimacy have to do with authenticity and vulnerability. And so are we being vulnerable? So we look at some of that. We go back and trace back some of those lessons we were given and some of those experiences we had when you're younger. It's like this inner child work where we're tapping into the child version of ourselves and how we felt at the time, and then looking at when we're triggered or we're in a high conflict situation, are we showing up as the adult we are, or are we reverting back to that young child that's still in that moment?
Oh my goodness. This is so funny that you had mentioned that, because we don't look at it like that. Like, how are we showing up when we're triggered, when things are chaotic, when there's problems, you know, within our business or at our career or whatever it is?
Right.
You know,
one of the biggest clues that I tell people to look for is your reactivity. Meaning when there is conflict or when something happens to you, do you immediately go on the defense? Do you immediately lash out in anger? Do you have a go-to where you deflect and distract and deny? You know, are you highly defensive? I mean, these are the clues, and they're right there for us to look at every time. When we're in that moment and we're really triggered, how do we show up? And that gives us the blueprint of what we need to work on and understanding the why, because when we can figure out the why, that's when transformation begins.
And would the why come from the childhood trauma of whatever
Absolutely.
It might be?
Okay. Yes, it comes from, you know, wow, you know, this feeling feels familiar, because we will repeat what we don't heal. So if we have this unhealed wound and we don't ever address it, we don't ever resolve it, then it's going to show up over and over and over again in our life, you know, professionally, personally, parenting, every possible way. When we go back and we figure out what that is, and we're able to understand it and process that feeling and then give ourselves some reparenting and using these techniques and methods that allow us to let go of that and resolve those feelings, it's almost like freeing ourselves from that. And so now we can look at ourselves differently. We don't operate out of a child part. We instead operate out of this adult mature part.
This is amazing. And then when you're able to operate from that adult mature part, that's when you're going to start thriving. Let's talk about, you know, these, okay, intimacy, authenticity. You know, we obviously want to show up as our authentic self. We want to be ourselves, but there's so much. Maybe it's that attachment wounds or childhood trauma that create us to become or try to be the best performer or have to have things perfect. Let's talk a little bit about that. And can you even elaborate deeper than you already have in regards to how you work through this with people who come to you, you know, say they're running a business and they're like, I'm showing up freaking out because I have these traumas, obviously. I'm not showing up as my best self. How do you work through this with them? Do you allow them to feel what causes from childhood, maybe? And Absolutely. Then you heal? Or how does that work?
Well, kind of like what's behind me where it says feel to heal. That's exactly what it is. It's we want to actually hold space and go back to that moment where we're going to feel our feelings. We're going to go back and recognize when this happened, how did it make you feel? What was that about? You know, what did you need that you weren't given? And let's go ahead and give it to ourselves now. If you feel like you never had that compassion growing up, let's learn how to give ourselves compassion. If that's it, let's look at our inner critic, the voice in our head, the story we tell ourselves. Let's work with that narrative and start to make certain that we frame it with compassion and love for ourselves. You know, if that's the wound, it's dependent on the particular thing that is really speaks to that person, what's holding them back. But which with each issue, whatever it is, with whatever the presenting concern is, we're able to backtrack that. And when we learn what it is, we can give ourselves that compassion, that grace, that love that we didn't get. And it feels totally different as an adult. We can embrace it. We accept it. And it's almost as though we can feel this sense of relief that I feel so much better now because I understand the why. I understand why I felt this way before. And I felt very empty. I had a big void. And now I feel so much more fulfilled and so much more grounded. And we work on emotional regulation techniques. We work on how to downregulate your nervous system when you're feeling that super big anxiety or stress or high reactivity. You know, you learn how instead of yelling and screaming, you're able to actually modulate and to be regulated and talk about how you feel in a way where you can get your message across. The other person can hear you. And you're illustrating how emotionally mature you are in that moment.
Ooh, this is huge, especially for professionals out there that are running a business, or maybe they have a high-end CEO job in corporate. It's so important to have those emotions regulated 100%.
Absolutely. I mean, people look at someone that fires off and, you know, emails in a way they shouldn't, or they're very impulsive. You know, that's a liability. I mean, impulsiveness is a liability in a workplace in that way. You know, we want someone that is methodical, that's well thought out, that's pragmatic, that can look at the big picture. And if we see that we're not able to do that, I can assure you it's related to something you haven't dealt with inside. It has to do with some sort of familiar wound that you are repeating over and over and over again, and you have no idea you're doing it. But when you do get an idea and you're able to connect those dots, it is such a profound thing. It's this epiphany. It's like, well, I finally get it now. I finally understand who I am. I finally understand why I've been doing these things before. And it's like a whole new world.
This is huge. And then what is the performance like for after your clients that you work with, they go back to work in their professional setting and they're able to thrive? What is this like?
Yes, I have so many clients that I've worked with, and you know, we come back and we circle back, and they're able to say, you know, I show up so differently now that people really wonder, what have I done? What has changed? Because it's such an obvious transformation in the way I present myself, but yet it's also subtle enough that they're not really sure what it is, you know, instead of me being so highly triggered and impulsive and reactive in a way where I maybe regret what I've done, I'm able to show up in this very methodic way. I'm able to illustrate that I can see the big picture. I'm able to be a few steps ahead instead of always steps behind. Instead of being only, you know, reactive, I can actually be proactive about things, and I can respond to things in a very clear and concise way without having so much emotion behind it that's just running, you know, amok and loose. I see that a lot of clients feel as like they're able to feel grounded, and they're able to feel as though they suddenly have the secret recipe about how they want to present themselves to others.
And it's incredible. I think it's an incredible thing, you know, going throughout your entire life, not even understanding why it is that you're impulsive, why you're reacting the way you're reacting, and to come to that, you know, clear picture as to, okay, maybe it's these attachment wounds. Maybe it's this trauma I dealt with as a child creating me to be like this, but I can change that. Like coming to that why and actually seeing that it is a problem and it can be changed and you can show up as your best self afterwards. Like it's like a light bulb moment. You know, some of us aren't even aware that, you know, the way we are showing up is incorrect. Like it's not, we can be showing up better, right?
Right. And even if you have this situation where maybe you're performing at work just fine, but over and over again, your relationships fail, I assure you there's a connection, you know?
Let's talk about that.
If we have a mess at home, we're never going to be thriving at work either. We may feel like we are, but we're not. It bleeds over. Everything bleeds over, right, in our life. Mm-hmm. And I feel like relationally is such an easy place to recognize it. It's a lot easier, I think, sometimes than professionally, because relationally, that's when we're trying to be vulnerable. Those romantic attachments are when they remind us of who we really are, right? And we show people more of us than maybe we do at work. You know, it's on a personal basis, and they get a better glimpse into who we really are. And sometimes we don't like who we are. We don't like what we're showing. And so that's also an easier way to start sometimes as we look at relationships. But I find every person that has some work to do relationally to heal also ends up excelling better in a professional way too, because it does have that bleed over and it is connected. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're being authentic. We want to make sure that we're showing people who we are, and that we're owning our own stories, and that we're really happy with our own narratives, right? I mean, we have our own lived truth, but how many of us are proud to say it? You know, what if it's going to be different? What if you feel, wow, you know, yeah, I've overcome a lot of stuff, and here's what I've learned, and here's who I am, and here's what I'm going to achieve. And there's so much excitement behind that. And it's almost like a rebirth that I really feel like I witness. And I feel so privileged to get to witness that in so many of my clients.
100%. Now, speaking of journey, do you mind kind of diving into a little bit of your journey and what brought you to, you know, doing this, working with people to heal, to feel, and working through those attachment wounds? I mean, was there anything throughout your journey that made you want to do something like this?
Absolutely. I feel like most people that are therapists, you know, as I am a licensed marriage and family therapist associate psychotherapist, I feel like most of us have had some sort of trauma that we wanted to do a deeper dive in, and that got us into this line of work. Coupled with that, I've always been a writer, and I wrote about relationships, and I wrote about all these different social musings and things in life. And I recognized that I really wanted to hold space for others. I wanted to combine that interest and that love and that compassion I had, but hold space for somebody else to help them be the best version of themselves, to be able to work with them and have that honor of understanding their story and having someone share their story with me and work with them on their own transformation. And so I do that with my coaching clients all throughout the United States, and really help people understand that there is no limit to us. all of us deserve to be living this life where we are thriving. And if you're not thriving, it's time to maybe do a little bit of inventory and recognize maybe I need to look within. Instead of one more class or one more workshop or one more experience that you're going to get, one more training, how about let's look inward? Because maybe inward is where it all starts, right? Maybe inward is where we have the most opportunities to work with.
Thank you so much for opening up and telling us a little bit about that. You know, do you find that a lot of clients, you know, they are like, well, I just need one more workshop. I just maybe need another coach. And they're not working on the actual root cause. Like they're not peeling back that onion in any shape or form. And they're Absolutely. Just going to the next thing to try to improve, but it's not really getting anywhere. Or how does that work typically?
You said it exactly right. It is like an onion. It is peeling off layers and it is the root cause. We all have to recognize that we were born perfect. We were born exactly perfect, every one of us. But then something happens along the way, right? We have influences by family, by trauma, by societal concerns. There's so many different things that affect us and shape us and mold us into the adults we become, right? But what if we can actually do a little bit of a journey, a little bit of a work and do the emotional work to return to the person we were born to be, you know, without any of these limitations? We don't have to accept any of them. You know, we don't have to accept the inheritance we were given by the upbringing we had or the trauma we had. We can choose to pass on that inheritance and create our own path in life and decide who we want to be and use these tools and the work that you can when working with me and being able to recognize that there's not going to be any limitations for me, you know?
Despite everything that's happened.
That's right.
Oh, and we hold ourselves back by not working through these traumas and not even acknowledging them.
Absolutely, we do. And it's kind of like the, you know, we'll have the self-fulfilling prophecy or self-sabotage, and we wonder why we're not getting anywhere. Well, you know, it starts with us. It starts right here, you know?
Do you mind elaborating on the self-sabotage? Because I'm a huge believer that we do, you know, we're our worst enemy sometimes. So let's talk about self-sabotage.
Sometimes self-sabotage is so simple that it's just the voice in our head. We all have that inner voice in our head. And what does yours sound like? Is it a critic? Is it cruel? Is it mean? Does it tell you you're a loser? You're never going to succeed. Of course you failed. Of course you were going to fail. Or is it somebody that says, you know what? No, we're not going to fail. I recognize what I can do. And I know I'm capable of hard things. And I know I can learn and do better the next time. You know, how compassionate is it? Do we look at our own lives with any form of empathy whatsoever? And I think that the sabotage almost always has to do with these repressed feelings that we don't look at, has to do with these repressed experiences that we don't acknowledge. And we try to forge this new path without recognizing that all of these foundations are what created us. And they're not all bad, you know? Also, what if it's the other side? What if you feel like you had the Leave It to Beaver white picket fence, you know, childhood and you think I'm great? I can assure you that even with the most amazing parents and most amazing childhood, there was something that you felt that you carried into adulthood, even if it only started and originated in with you inside. Some sort of feeling about that you were less than in some way. You know, and maybe it was this pendulum shift where you had this idea, I'm never going to succeed. So now you work so hard to succeed and you're going to prove it wrong and you're on this mission, but you fail anyway. And why? You know, did you get in your own way? Did you limit yourself and you didn't even recognize that you're the one doing it? You know, it's all connected and it all comes full circle. And I just think that if everybody would give a little bit of time and space and energy to do some emotional work, it, you know, the outcome and the result is kind of like, you know, let's not base our life on make these permanent decisions on who we're going to be from temporary emotions. Let's deal with the emotions so that then we can put out there the person we want to be forever. And I think that we all have that capacity in us.
Absolutely. And so that is why it's so important to really sit in the emotion and feel it for a little bit of time so that we don't make impulsive decisions, so that we can, you know, feel it. Except that, you know, okay, this has happened to me and this might be why I am the way, or I'm showing up the way I'm showing up, but feel it so that you can be the director of your own life. Like you are the creator of your own reality. So instead of repressing, because I think most of us do that, right? We repress everything. And for someone who is trying to show up and prove everyone that they are successful, you know, really prove themselves, but they keep self-sabotaging. What does that look like? Even if the person is successful because of the hard work and everything that they've done, but more so coming from a place as they want to prove everyone maybe wrong or prove to them that they are successful and worthy. What does that look like when they still haven't felt or dealt with their feelings the repressed trauma?
It's like, do you want to be an active participant in your own life, or are you going to be a bystander? You know, that's kind of really what it comes down to. So are you going to go and do the work and go back and deal with these feelings and deal with things that these issues that have wounded you, these unhealed traumas, these life experiences? Are we going to go back and do the work to do that so that then we can show up totally differently? Or are we going to just wash our hands of it and say, no, I'm only, this is me from here going forward. Well, you know, it doesn't work that way. That's just not the way it is. You know, we're a collection of everything, just like we're the sum of parts with two arms, two legs, the same thing. We're a collection of everything we've experienced creates us and shows up in who we are and what we present to the world. But the thing is, we have the power to shift that and mold that and edit that all by doing some emotional work and all by taking some inventory and working on that together.
Incredible. Well, thank you so much for today, Jennifer. I know my episodes are short, but we touched a topic that, you know, we all have to talk about. Even if we're showing up on the outside and it looks like everything's great, you know, we got that white picket fence, you know, we're successful, we got everything we need. There's still stuff inside that we have to work on that is really deep at times. Really? That does hold us back, or that does give us still that void. No matter how great life looks on the outside, there could still be a lot of unfulfillment inside, right? So, and maybe lack of purpose, and who knows what it is. It probably looks different to everyone. But what would be your biggest takeaway for those who, you know, maybe are successful on the outside, but have that void? Where do they start? And I know you've touched on it probably a lot by now, but if you want to do the number one takeaway for those who have something missing, even though it might look like incredible on the outside, they have their business, they've got the family, they've got everything that they need.
I would say, give me a call. I would say, get some help, you know, someone like me, or if not me, someone else, but get some help with that, because there really is a process and there really is a way to approach it where you can feel emotionally safe and you're not feeling like you're opening up Pandora's box, but you're actually still able to address some things. You know, I don't want to push this idea that we're going to go back and relive every trauma that hurt us. That's not it. It's not about that, but it's about recognizing that we felt all the feelings. It's about recognizing what are the responses that have now happened due to that, and how can we shift those and edit those? How can we really create this new future for ourselves that's surrounded by the ideas of who we want to be?
This is huge. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer. You are absolutely incredible. And, you know, what would be the best way for everyone to connect with you? Is it going straight to your website? What would that be?
Absolutely. My website is jenpinkerton.com, and that's JennPinkerton.com. And you can book an appointment with me and book a session and reach out to me, and I'd love to help.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. This has been absolutely incredible. And group, if you're looking to come on to share and teach us something unique that you solve for people, just like Jennifer did today, please go to www.podcastrebels.com. Thank you. Catch you on the next episode. Thanks, Jen.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, I hope you really enjoyed that episode. As always, if you want to listen to more daily interview content, make sure you subscribe. And here's three ways I can help you in your business for free. One, check out my video on how we're building a pipeline that produces 30 plus prime sales calls every single week using podcast setters and a basic interview funnel. And this is actually how I was able to quit social media forever. You can go to podcastrebels.com/setters. Two, if you're a 6 or 7-figure entrepreneur with a podcast, we actually want to interview you on one of our top 100 shows. Head to top100interview.com. And then three, download our podcast closing formula. It shows you how to create a podcast sales team that books out your sales calendar each week using the podcast closing client attraction method. And you can go to podcastrebels.com/podcast formula. Now at podcastclosing.com, we help 6 and 7-figure entrepreneurs with podcasts create a system for predictable client acquisition without relying on paid advertising or social media by building out podcast sales teams. Now, if you want help turning your podcast into a high-ticket client acquisition machine, then book a call with our team to see how we can help. Go to podcastrebels.com/chat. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next interview.